You're saying that it benefits you to take an all quadrant view as this self line is moving up. But then if we look at examples of some great saints, take for example Ramana Maharshi, who clearly wasn't very developed in his body.
That's right.
I mean, could barely walk for 20 years. There was some clear nutritional issues, physical issues.
That's right.
Who knows about the level of psychotherapeutic attention and development.
That's right.
But yet this didn't stop him from being one of the greatest sages of the 20th century. So why bother?
Because that...
So you'll be more attractive to other people?
Well, in case you want to go line dancing down at the local country bar. The actual vehicle that you're in is part of your capacity to manifest and your capacity for transmission and teaching capacity. So, everybody, certainly me, has an extraordinary admiration and awe of Ramana Maharshi.
Look at his transmission capacity with that pathetic body.
But his transmission was only of the causal body. He wasn't transmitting subtle or gross because he wasn't integrally developed. And that, in my book, is a problem. Because what we don't want, in my opinion, for humanity at large, is people crippled in a cave who can't walk. This is not a good thing for humanity at large. For a pioneer who pushed into that the very highest reaches of causal, formless, unmanifest self, capital S, Ramana Maharshi stands as one of the greatest lights of all time. But integral is the name of the future. And I believe future sages will have the same power and depth of realization that Ramana had, but also in the gross body and subtle body as well. They'll be more integrally developed in these other lines. Because I don't think you can actually be a world teacher if you really have those kinds of limitations that he had in terms of a lack of his own integral development.
Well, he was a world teacher. You're saying it's just because it was a different era and that in the future he wouldn't get the same level of respect and attention?
If a world teacher is somebody that we would like to see his or her realization reproduced in a large number of people, yes, I think it would not be a good thing to have a lot of people in Ramana Maharshi's overall condition. You see what I mean, though? That it's that lack of, technically in the traditions, they make a distinction between Dharmakaya, which is this vast emptiness, this vast formlessness. And Dharma means truth, and Kaya means body. So it's this vast, formless, infinite self, capital S. And the Rupakaya, or the body of form, the manifest body of form, which means his actual physical body, subtle body, any manifest body or domain. His realization of Dharmakaya or emptiness was just unexcelled. I mean, it was exquisite. But his manifestation in the world of form, by his own admission, was really, really deficient. An integral, non-dual development gives at least some sort of weight to both of those. Why? Because both of them are manifestations of spirit. They're all manifestations of the radiant spirit that you are, including gross, subtle, and causal bodies. So if you're not honoring all three of those bodies, you're not giving an integral realization to the non-dual self. Now, just as certain pioneers have to narrow and specialize in certain areas in order to pioneer, just as certain Olympic athletes have to train just one part of their being in order to really specialize and excel in it, a lot of saints and sages had to narrow and specialize in one type of realization, one state, one line, and so on. There's nothing wrong with that. It's certainly not a put-down, given that time and that place. But the general thrust of realization, I happen to agree very much with Aurobindo in this case, is that it's increasingly going to become integral, and that a realization such as Ramana would have could be more easily combined with gross and subtle body manifestation as well, and not merely sort of crippling those bodies so you can excel in one of them. And I believe future world teachers, because we have to take spirit out and into the world, out of a cave and into the world, would be those that would incarnate a realization in all three bodies, gross, subtle, and causal, and not just this causal emptiness. Yeah?
Sways, more the ladder sways, yeah, from
This concludes Session 3 of Cosmic Consciousness with Ken Wilber. Our program continues with Session 4.